Radha Krishna Paite Nai. It will be very difficult for him to approach Radha Krishna. The aim of this Krishna consciousness movement is to enable us to approach Radha Krishna and associate with the Supreme Lord in his sublime pleasure dance. Narottama Das Thakur advises that if one actually wants to enter into the dancing party of Radha Krishna, he must accept the shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. Then he says, Se Shambandha Nahi. Sambandha means connection or contact. Anyone who has not contacted a relationship with Nityananda is understood to have spoiled his human life. In another song also, Narottam Das says, Hari, Hari bipele jamma goinainu. Anyone who does not approach Radha Krishna through a relationship with Nityananda has uselessly spoiled his life. Brita means useless and janma means life. Tamas means his. And sambandha means relationship. Anyone who does not make a relationship with Nityananda is simply spoiling the boon of his human form of life. Why is he spoiling it? She pashu baro durachar. She means that, and pashu means animal. And durachar means misbehaved or the most misbehaved. Without elevation to Krishna consciousness through the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, life is simply spoiled in the animal propensities of sense gratification. Narottam Das says that ordinary animals can be tamed. But when a human being is animalistic, having only animal propensities, he is most horrible, for he cannot be tamed. Ordinary cats and dogs, or even a tiger, can be tamed. But when a human being goes out of his way and neglects to take to the human activity of Krishna consciousness, his higher intelligence will simply be misused for animal propensities, and it is very difficult to tame him. The enactment of state laws cannot make a thief an honest man. Because his heart is polluted, he cannot be tamed. Every man sees that a person who commits criminal offenses is punished by the government. And also in spiritual injunctions, punishment in hell is mentioned. But despite hearing from scripture and seeing the action of the state laws, the demoniac cannot be tamed. What are they doing? Nitaina bolilo muke. Since they do not know who Nityananda is, they never say the names of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya. Mojilo samsara suke. Mojilo means becoming absorbed, becomes absorbed. They become absorbed in so-called material enjoyment. They don't care who Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda are, and therefore they go deep down into material existence. Vidya kule ki koribe tar. If one has no connection with Nityananda, and if he does not come to Krishna consciousness, his vidya, or his so-called academic education, and his kula, birth in a high family or great nation, will not protect him. Regardless of whether one is born in a very big family or nation, or has a very advanced academic education, at the time of death, nature's law will act. His work will be finished, and he will get another body according to that work. Why are these human animals acting in this way? Ahankare mato hoya nitai podopashariya. They have become maddened by a false concept of bodily life, and thus they have forgotten their eternal relationship with Nityananda. Asatyere satya kori mani. Such forgetful persons accept this illusory energy as factual. Asatyere refers to that which is not a fact, or in other words, maya. Maya means that which has no existence but is a temporary illusion only. Persons who have no contact with Nityananda accept this illusory body as factual. Narottam Das Thakur then says, Nityayer koruna hobe, braje radha krishna pabe. If you actually want to approach the association of Radha Krishna, you must achieve the mercy of Lord Nityananda first. When he is merciful toward you, then you will be able to approach Radha Krishna. Daro nitai charana dukani. Narottam Das advises that one firmly catch the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. Then he again says, nitai charana satyo. One should not misunderstand and think that he has caught a hold of maya. Similarly, the lotus feet of Nityananda may also be something like that maya or illusion. Therefore, Narottam Das confirms, nitai charana satyo. The lotus feet of Nityananda are not illusion, they are fact. Tang har shevoko nityo. And one who engages in the transcendental loving service of Nityananda is also transcendental. If one engages in the transcendental loving service of Nityananda in Krishna consciousness, he immediately achieves his transcendental position on the spiritual platform, which is eternal and blissful. Therefore, he advises Nitai Poro Soda Kuro Asha. Always try to catch the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. Narottama Boro Duki. Narottam Das Thakur, the Acharya, is taking the position that he is very unhappy. Actually, he is representing ourselves. He says, my dear Lord, I am very unhappy. Hare Krishna. Nitai more koro suki. Therefore, I am praying to Lord Nityananda to make me happy. Rako ranga choronere pasha. Please keep me in a corner of your lotus feet. Hare Krishna. So, the name of Lord Nityananda can be understood technically in the category of Yoga Rudi. We can understand the meaning of Nityananda grammatically from the two words that make it up, Nitya and Ananda. But of course, there's other people called Nityananda, Swami Nityananda, some Mayavadi may be called Nityananda. Mayavadis also throw out the name Nityananda. We have a particular Nityananda that we worship, not Swami Nityananda Saraswati or some Mayavadi. Nityananda Prabhu. Mahaprabhu is reserved for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The other Prabhus, especially, first of all, Nityananda Advaita, they are Prabhu. And they are associates, servants of the Mahaprabhu. Ekala Ishvara Krishna. Arisho Britya. Even Krishna's brother Balaram thinks himself a servant. So we address him according to his mood, not according to our whim. He wants to be considered servant of the Mahaprabhu. Okay, we call him just Prabhu. Otherwise, he's Maha, 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 Mahaprabhu. Lord Nityananda. Lord of everything and everybody. Nitya Ananda. Eternal bliss. Everyone's looking for bliss. One story about Lord Nityananda. He was... Lord Balaram is Krishna's constant companion from birth. For that purpose, Balaram took birth before Krishna, 1 year before. He's a year older than Krishna. So he never experienced separation from Krishna. Once in a while, very rarely, on his birthday usually, his mother would keep him home. No, you have to stay home. You can't go play with Krishna today. It's your birthday. We have to, Brahmins have to perform rituals for your safety on your birthday. So you have to stay home this morning. So for half a day, once a year maybe, Balaram didn't play with Krishna. Otherwise, Balaram and Krishna are always together. Even when they grew up. It's not that, okay, the boys grew up, one went one way, one went the other way. No, they both lived together in Mathura and in Dwarka for their whole lives, till the very end. Balaram and Krishna were always together. But the Leela of Mahaprabhu is special. The special mood of Mahaprabhu Leela is Vipralamba Seva. Lord Chaitanya himself has come to experience that. Service and separation. He's Krishna himself, but he wants to experience, what do the gopis experience when I'm gone? They go mad in love with me. I want to experience that. So Lord Chaitanya comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to experience Vipralamba, separation. And certainly the devotees, all the servants of Mahaprabhu, want to follow in his mood. They also serve in separation. And Yoga Maya, Krishna's energy, makes arrangements. So even Balaram, when he joins Lord Chaitanya's Leela, lives through that separation. Lord Balaram and Chaitanya were not born literally as brothers. They were born in different sides of Bengal. Lord Balaram was born not anywhere near Navadvip. It's a good 145 kilometer ride over bad roads, and those roads didn't even exist 500 years ago. Birbhum, okay. The village of Ekachakra. Even today, it's a difficult 3-hour ride to get there. In America, if you had to drive 150 kilometers, you can get there in 45 minutes. In Germany, you could drive 160 kilometers an hour and get there in half an hour, 20 minutes. To go the same distance from Navadvip to Ekachakra nowadays takes at least 3 or 4 hours over bad roads. And what to speak of what the roads must have been like 500 years ago. Now, they weren't paved with asphalt, and people didn't have automobiles. So Navadvip and Ekachakra are quite far apart as you can be and still be in Bengal, practically. Practically different worlds. This is Radha Desh. Radha means, not Radharani, it means dry. I think in Bengali, Radha. Yeah. Sukho. Dry place. Why? Because the Ganga doesn't flow there. And also, this is the place where the Pandavas never went. Pandavas went everywhere. In Bengal also. Actually, they went to Ekachakra. Okay. They went to Ekachakra. They were there. They lived there. Okay. Ganga does not. I thought also Pandavas didn't go, but Pandavas did go there. Yeah. Ekachakra, they spent good time there. And they killed the Bakasura. Okay. Anyway. Ganga does not flow nearby the place. The benefit of living in Bengal basically is to be able to bathe in Ganga. Those who live in East Bengal, they go to Padma River, which is equivalent to Ganga. But in this dry country, no Ganga. Yeah. Beyond that is Bihar. So Nityananda was born in that area. Father was Hadai Pandit. Great devotee. But he did not have the association of Lord Chaitanya from his birth, as Balaram had Krishna's association. He grew up separately. He had his own ecstatic pastimes, childhood pastimes. And there's a story that one sannyasi came to Hadai Pandit asking for bhiksha. Give me some alms. What? Okay, sir, what do you want? I'll give you whatever you ask. You're a sannyasi. I have to give you a request. I want your son. So Hare Pandit consulted his wife. The sannyasi wants to take our son. This will break our hearts. It will probably kill us, but we have to give it to him. So Nityananda went off with the sannyasi. Some say that this was actually Lord Chaitanya's older brother, Vishwaroop, but that's not confirmed. This mysterious sannyasi took away Lord Nityananda, and they went traveling in the south elsewhere for several years. Nityananda became Avaduta. Hare Krishna. He became Avaduta. He became also renunciant, but not formal sannyas. He kept his name, his brahmachari name. Nityananda was his brahmachari name. He didn't take a new sannyas initiation. He didn't carry danda. He didn't go through the formalities. He never went through any formalities. Like typical avaduta, he acted freely, not paying attention to rules and regulations. He would do wild things like a madman. And both he and Advaitacharya did not choose to immediately appear in Navadvip. Although Advaitacharya, I think, was born in Navadvip, but he went off to live in Shantipur. Lord Nityananda did not go near Navadvip for many years, until later. He never met Lord Chaitanya. And actually, they both had a vow. Lord Chaitanya was not revealing himself. He was living as an ordinary householder, playing the game of this Vidya Leela, of pretending to be a pundit, Nimai Pandit. And he did not reveal, even to his eternal associates, that he was Krishna himself. Hiding. And he was not ready to start his public Sankirtan movement. Not yet. So both Nityananda and Advaita refused to go to Navadvip until Lord Chaitanya revealed himself and began the actual Sankirtan movement. Then they were ready to go, but not before. So there was a period of separation. Nityananda experienced intense separation from Lord Chaitanya. Finally they met together. The Sankirtan had already started, the daily Sankirtan in the house of Srivas Thakur. This is where the Sankirtan movement began. We're going there now, jumping on the train tomorrow to offer our obeisances at Srivas Angam, where the Sankirtan movement started. And one evening, Lord Chaitanya said, "Someone is here. Look for this sannyasi that has come to town. Find him." And they looked, everyone looked. This was, actually, Lord Chaitanya didn't say who it was, but this was Lord Nityananda they were looking for. And he was in Navadvip, but hiding. Finally, on the other side of where our ISKCON is, in the house of Chandanacharya, is it? Nandanacharya. Sorry, Nandanacharya. Which is now where one of the Gaudiya Mutts is. They found Lord Nityananda was hiding. And they brought him to Lord Chaitanya, and the reunion was there, after many, many years of separation. From that time on, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda were constant associates. Lord Nityananda and Advaita are the two right and left-hand men who carried out the mission of Lord Chaitanya. Especially Lord Nityananda was ordered to preach all over Bengal, especially, first of all, to preach in Navadvip. He and Haridas Thakur were assigned the job of going door to door. Anyway, even before that, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda would go out just to visit the different devotees in the city of Navadvip. They would go to different houses, just for pleasure, to meet the devotees. And they would go to anybody's house, even people who were fallen and whose behavior was somewhat sinful. He would just not be interested in the dry scholars and the Mayavadis. They he would not go near. Just like when Lord Chaitanya later, as a sannyasi, he went to Benares. There he refused to meet with the sannyasis. He didn't go out in public. He hid in the house of Tapamisha? Tapamisha's house. Yeah, he ate in Chandrasekhar's house. But here at Namajip, he would go to everybody's house, almost everybody, except for those who were just inimical. So once they were visiting, wandering around, and they saw the house where it seems like some sort of sannyasi was living. It's a little strange, sannyasi, but they went there anyway, to the sannyasi's house. He was maybe some sort of tantric, who knows what. And he received them very graciously as guests. And after some time he said, can I give you some ananda? Nityananda is Lord Nityananda's name. Eternal bliss. But there's a dichotomy in the material world. We have given up eternal bliss to go after false bliss, temporary bliss, bliss in material form. And we have to give that up and go back to Nityananda, real eternal bliss. Not Mayavad Nityananda, the real Nityananda. So Lord Chaitanya heard, oh, he's offering us ananda. This is what we're looking for. We are looking for the ananda. Yes, you can give. You have Krishna prema, please give it to us. But Lord Nityananda, he was experienced from traveling on the road for so many years as a sannyasi. He knew what the man was talking about. He whispered into Lord Chaitanya's ear, he's offering us some sharab, some wine. Do you know what he's saying? Lord Chaitanya heard this. He wants us to drink this wine. And then, you know, he was terrified. They both, Lord Nityananda and he, jumped up and jumped out the window of the man's, of the sannyasi's house. Jumped out the window and ran away. Because this is not the right ananda. This is our problem. We're looking for sharab ananda or maitun ananda. You know, or a pratishta ananda. Let everybody worship me. That's the bliss. And as long as we want this pratishta, or this mituna, this sex, or the sharab, or whatever it is our problem is. You know, we're just addicted to sugar. Who knows what our problem is? Yeah? Oh. We're looking after, running after the wrong ananda. And this makes it impossible for us, as long as we remain like that, to get the full mercy of Nityananda. You can't have the eternal bliss. Nitai pada pahashoriya ahankare matohoya. What is it, the next line? Being crazy because of ahankar, false pride. I'm so great. I have money in my pocket. I can enjoy like anything. I'm better than these poor people. I'm wise. I have a PhD. I'm better than these stupid people. I'm beautiful. I'm young. I'm powerful. Proud. Ahankare matohoya. Intoxicated by false ego. Then they don't pay any attention to Lord Nityananda and his mercy. They don't care for Lord Nityananda. Even they claim to be devotees of Krishna. Here we are sitting, honoring Lord Nityananda on his birthday. And then a few other Gaudiya ashrams in this town, a few people, a few Babaji's and others are also sitting and honoring Lord Nityananda. In a few places, a few small pockets. But the town is crowded with people who are making a big fuss over Krishna and they're ignoring Lord Nityananda. They will not get Krishna's mercy, the real mercy of Krishna, without honoring Lord Nityananda. You want Radha Krishna? You won't get Radha Krishna just by chanting Radhe Radhe Jampo Chole. You know. And you know. Anyway, just by going through the motions, you have to You want to approach Radha? You want to really have the mercy of Radha Krishna? You want to have the darshan of Radha Krishna? You want to have their association? You want to join the Rasa Leela? Or at least become servant in some capacity, actually? Then you must approach through Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda doesn't participate in Krishna's Rasa Leela. He doesn't dance with his brother's girlfriends. He has his own girlfriends. Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur in the Chaitanya Bhagavad explains, Balaram has his own Rasa Leela. Of course, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, they don't have Rasa Leela. Only some sahajas think that. That the ladies in Navadvipa had conjugal relationship with Lord Chaitanya. That is an abominable idea. Lord Chaitanya is sannyasi. Even as a householder, he never made jokes with his own wife. What does he speak of other wives, the wives of other ladies? He didn't dance. He probably never danced with his own wife. He's very strict. And when he took sannyas, he was incredibly strict about having not trying to enjoy women in any way. But Krishna and Balaram are different. Still, Balaram has his gopis and his own Rasleela on a different night with different gopis. Now he doesn't dance with Krishna's gopis. He's not there at Krishna's Rasleela. But you cannot enter the Rasleela. You can't go near Krishna's Rasleela, even to meditate on it, without his mercy. You need the blessings of Lord Balaram to approach Radha Krishna, even though he doesn't approach them. When Krishna is alone with Radharani, Balaram is not there. We don't put Balaram on the same altar with Radha Krishna. We put them separately. Krishna Balaram on one side, one altar. Radha Shyamasundara on a different altar, not together. Because Balaram doesn't want to be there when Krishna is enjoying with his girlfriends. But you cannot approach Krishna and his internal potency without the blessings of Lord Nityananda, without his empowerment. Anyway, he's the Adi Guru, the original Guru in our Sampradaya. We are coming in a disciplic succession that goes back to Janava Devi, the wife of Nityananda. So it ultimately goes back to him, our own disciplic succession. In our particular branch of the Gaudiya Sampradaya, we are also coming from Lord Nityananda directly. He's the original guru. He's the original preacher. He and Haridas Thakur were sent out in Navadvipa to preach door to door. Hare Krishna. Door to door preaching. Door to door preaching is not easy. Gaur Mohan went out yesterday with his papa to sell books. But they sat on a table. You know, but I only sold one book. They're sitting in one place. You want to get the book sold, you have to go out in the street and stop people, or go to their house and bang on the door. Then you sell more books. Yeah, practical thing. You have to make an active move. So, Lord Nityananda was ordered by to go with Haridas Thakur, to go out and preach, door to door, to knock on the doors. Of course, everyone in Navadvipa is a devotee anyway. But Lord Chaitanya wanted them all to be pure devotees, to have Krishna prema, not to be satisfied with something less. So he sent out Nityananda to preach Krishna's holy name with Haridas Thakur. They would knock on the door. And then when the grihastha, of course, they're all pious, they're all Vaishnavas, but some of them are still, a little lukewarm in their Krishna consciousness. The grihastha would open the door and Nityananda Prabhu would jump in and jump on the ground and start rolling around on the ground, crying and raising a fuss in front of this astonished grihastha. Please chant Hare Krishna. I beg you. This was his preaching style. And it was very successful. Sometimes Haridas Thakur was embarrassed to the things that Nityananda was doing. One day they heard that the worst miscreants in Navadvip, Jagan and Madhai, were there. You want to save the most fallen, try them. So Nityananda said, yes, let's go. Let's preach to Jagai and Madhai. The Jagai and Madhai were intoxicated. They were angry already, in a bad mood. And they just cursed Lord Nityananda, who are you? What do you want? Get out of here. And he came back the second day to try again with Haridas Thakur, even though Haridas was hesitant. You want to get in trouble. They're going to hurt us. And was it Jagai who threw the pot?
Yeah,
the wine pot. Threw it at the head of Lord Nityananda and cut his head. Blood came. And so at that moment, they turned heels and started running, Nityananda and Haridas, because Jagai and Madhai now were chasing after them to really hurt them. So they were in their pastime. They were running away to save their lives. And while being chased, Haridas Thakur is telling Nityananda, just see what a mess you've gotten us into. You're trying to get us killed? And they ran back to Lord Chaitanya to take his shelter. And then they went back a third time. Because Lord Chaitanya said, when he heard the news, he said, I'm going to kill these two miscreants. And he called for his Sudarshan Chakra. Lord Nityananda fell at the feet of Lord Chaitanya and requested, this is not befitting your Leela. You have come to save the most fallen. If you cannot deliver Jagai and Madhai and do it peacefully, then you're not fulfilling your mission. You have to give them your mercy. So Lord Chaitanya agreed on the request, only on the request. He already had called the Sudarshan Chakra and was ready to send it to cut off the heads of Jagai and Madhai. Only on the request of Lord Nityananda did he agree to spare them and to accept on his own head their sinful reactions. This is on the request of Lord Nityananda. So Prabhupada makes the comment that at that time there was only one pair of Jagai and Madhai. Nowadays, 500 years later, the whole world is full of Jagais and Madhais. Everyone's drunkard and women hunter and doing all the bad things that Jagai and Madhai did, and they think it's normal. Because it's advertised in television, everybody else does it. Illicit sex is normal on television. It's normal in your school. All the other teenagers are doing it. Intoxication, so many drugs, meat eating. It's normal. Everybody does it. So everybody is as bad as Jagai and Madhai. We all deserve to get our heads cut off. But Lord Chaitanya is sparing us because Lord Nityananda is asking him to spare us. We deserve to go to hell. But it's by the mercy of Lord Nityananda that we're allowed to practice Krishna consciousness. We have to beg constantly for the shelter of Nityananda. Ami boru duki. Nitai more koro shuki. I'm very miserable. Because I'm misidentifying. I think that if I have a big reputation, if I have a lot of money, if I have a beautiful wife, that's Ananda, that's my bliss. And we're still thinking like that. Therefore, we're miserable. At least it's intelligent to realize you're miserable. If you think you're happy in material life, you're a fool. Shape Pashu Bodo Durachar. A person who's satisfied with the false Ananda, he's a wicked animal. He's not even a human being. So an intelligent human being should go to Lord Nityananda and beg, I am very miserable. Please make me happy. Then we're saved. We don't have to reform ourselves. We don't have the power to. We're addicted to our sinful life. We're addicts. We can't. We've been trained up as animals from our very birth. We're barbarians, even those born in India. Nowadays, the whole world is barbarian. Animal, two-legged animals. What can we do? We have no power to reform ourselves. But we can beg Lord Nityananda for his mercy, and he's very happy to give it just by calling out his name and asking for his help. And if we approach both Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya together, we can be confident. If we're sincere, no matter how nonsense we have been, if we're sincere to take shelter of them, they will deliver us and raise us up to the highest platform. They'll purify us. Just like a Jagayan Madhai, we're made into great devotees by the instant mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Our process of devotional service is not the strength of our own sadhana. The effectiveness of our process is to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Even without that, we can't even chant Hare Krishna. We can't even begin to serve Krishna. We can't do any deity worship. We certainly can't do any meditation. We can't even... These beads will each weigh 5 tons if you don't have any mercy of Lord Chaitanya. You won't be able to pick up the beads. They'll be heavy stones. And it will be the most impossible thing in the world to pick up your japa mala and chant if you don't have the blessings of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda and their devotees. Right? Srila Prabhupada, his potency is the potency of Lord Nityananda. That's where it's coming from. And therefore we want to take shelter of the devotees of Lord Nityananda, get their blessings, and be delivered from our helpless condition. Hare Krishna. Okay. Lord Chit Nityananda Prabhu Havir Bhav Maha Mahotsav Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. Any comments or any further ideas in glorification of Lord Nityananda? Any questions?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, while in Ravdi.
Yes.
He told his associates that we are going to meet a great Vaishnava.
Yes.
Very soon at Navdi.
Yes.
And then they joined at Navdi.
Yes.
Ananda.
Yes.
He provided that we are going to meet a very great Vaishnava who is arriving in Navdi.
Yes.
And then Nityananda and Vrataacharya.
Yeah, and Lord Nityananda appeared soon after, right after that. Yes. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Can you say something?
No.
Okay.
I came to hear you.
Oh, we're finished. I'm sorry. I'm all wound out. Hare Krishna.
What to do?
You're spared. Hare Krishna. Anything else? Okay, anyway, thank you very much. All glories to Lord Nityananda.
All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you.